This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. An end of an era this weekend when Hamilton County Democrats elected co-chairs of the party as longtime party head Tim Burke retired. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson was at the meeting. He joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the new Hamilton County Democratic Party chairs are a team of women, Connie Pillich and Gwen McFarland. They were overwhelmingly elected co-chairs of the party. So what is it that makes them unique?
It's a really interesting combination of people who, in Connie Pillich's case, who was a state representative, has run for state office, including treasurer and for governor earlier this year. And Gwen McFarland, who has for since 1995 been a Springfield Township trustee, and she was the first African-American elected to an office in Springfield Township back then. And she's kept that seat pretty easily ever since and is pretty popular in that area.
Now, were there any immediate signs of change after their election over the weekend?
There were some. They put together a leadership team. They have to have there's like seven vice chairs and a secretary and a treasurer, and they had a team which they put together, which was very diverse. African Americans, whites, LGBT people. It was a very diverse group of people, which represent, and also the union people too, which represents the coalition that makes up the Democratic Party.
So talk about their skills. What skills do these two women bring to the positions?
It's interesting. I think, well, they bring a multitude of skills, really, but I think the ones that dominate are, in Pillich's case, this ability to raise money. She has, in her state representative races and her state office races, raised over $6 million. That's a lot of money. And if she can go out and raise, even a fraction of that for the Hamilton County Democratic Party, then they're way ahead of the game. Gwen McFarland is a person who is a grassroots organizer, somebody who has recruited candidates for other offices before. She's very good at that. I think she'll probably concentrate on that.
And you talked to them, so we're going to play.
Yes, and I talked to them a little bit about what their own abilities are. I mean, first let's listen to Connie Pillich at the meeting Saturday morning.
We bring a great combination of strengths. We both have robust campaign skills. We both have been elected in tough areas. Gwen has such a great history of finding talented people to run for office and helping them get elected. I bring a lot of fundraising prowess to the party. And we're looking forward to moving us forward.
And I also talked to Gwen just moments after they had been elected.
So we have to be unified if we're going to move forward and strengthen the party. So we will continue to work on that as our major goal, maintaining unification and working together as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work, and that's what's really critical.
Teamwork makes a dream work, and that's going to be kind of the theme, especially for Gwen McFarland, because that's the way she looks at things. She looks at it as, we've got to stay together. We're a diverse party. We have a whole lot of different interests, but we have to stay together in order to become truly the dominant political party in Hamilton County.
Now, these two women have very different backgrounds. Why don't you share that?
Yeah, Connie Pillich is a lawyer, a former Air Force officer. She served in the Ohio General Assembly in the House, and the Republicans at one point redrew her district and made it much more Republican, and she just went out and worked unbelievably hard and fooled them by winning. It frustrated their plans because they thought they could get rid of her by changing her district, and it didn't work. Gwen McFarland is obviously a kind of a pioneer out in the suburbs as an African-American woman or man, for that matter, getting elected to a suburban office. The other thing that's unique about these two women, it's not just the fact that it's the first time two women have teamed up to run the political party, but they're both from the suburbs, not the city of Cincinnati.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org, including his story from this weekend about that vote in the Hamilton County Democratic Party.